And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. On Friday night, I had a chance to catch up with the head coach of Applington Parkersburg football, Jeff Pickna. As AP concludes their season, they fall by a final of 28-20 in their regular season finale to Columbus Catholic. And Coach, your initial thoughts on this game as your team was able to get within one score there at the end and have a chance?
You can't beat yourself over and over and expect to have good things happen. You know, we've had so many fumbles this year, so many, you know, you see the fumbles in the end zone. I mean, it's really easy to beat a team when you give them everything they want without making them earn it, and we continuously did that this year. The kids, I can't speak on last year. People keep telling me it's an improvement. I don't know, and I don't really care about that. I care about this group and how they feel. If they feel like they got what they wanted out of their last year, obviously they didn't want this, but in terms of the whole season, that's really all I care about. I know it's going to be a heck of a couple weeks.
Your team was down 7-0 early in this one. You were able to take a 12-7 lead with a couple of big scores. You had a 40-yard touchdown reception for Wes Shirk on a nice trickery play, and then able to get into the end zone with Devin Eberhardt as well. What you saw on those two plays and how you were feeling when you had the lead?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we'd move past the punt over the end zone that gave them 7-0. I thought, you know, that was one of those moments where we let something bad happen and we bounced back and we kept fighting, even though, you know, we did a lot of times this year where we did let it get the best of us, but I felt like in that moment we were washing it and onto the next play, which is what we preach all the time. And then, you know, we get up 13-7 and then it happens again. So it just was like kind of like we were back at square one for there for a minute. So it just happened to happen right before the half, and just terrible timing.
The momentum shifted in those final 2 minutes of the first half. Columbus was able to get three scores in before halftime. What the conversation was with your players at halftime to try and bounce back in the second half after that?
Yeah, I mean, basically it was a two-score game, and you know, we've scored some pretty fast touchdowns this year. We were pretty confident leaving the locker room that we could get it done, that we could get them stopped and hold them to zero, and score quick. You know, that first drive they had took 6 minutes probably, so I mean that was really set us back again. But yeah, they thought they had it and we thought they had it.
How you felt for your team as you were down by just one score, able to get that late touchdown with 2.5 minutes left to make it one score? What some of the strategy was there with 2.5 minutes left trying to get the ball back?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we had struggled passing the ball the whole game, unless it was the trickery like you said. So it really just came down to, you know, they played so far off, they were willing to give us everything underneath. Luckily, we had a few guys that were able to make some tackles miss and extend 10-yard routes into 30, 40-yard plays. So, it was really just a combination of those guys really wanting to get that extra yard and the defense kind of allowing it to happen. We thought we had the momentum back in that moment. Obviously, onside kicks are very rare, so, you know, got to stop them from getting that last first down, and we didn't do that, so.
A tough way for this season to end for this Falcons team. For what you would like to share, what the conversation was like with your team when this one hit a buzzer, knowing that this season would come to an end this way?
Yeah, I mean, the conversation was all about the seniors, as it always should be. Thank them for their time with us. Thank them for the impact they made on me. As you guys all know, this community is really focused on football, and they really stress it, and I think that's good. And we're going to get hit pretty hard about this one, unfortunately, but deservingly so to a degree. You know, we can't get the community hyped up and not deliver, and that's exactly what we did. But the conversation was just with them. You know, it's just exactly the one I'm having with you. Like, you know, if it comes down to push, come to shove, and we don't take care of the little things that we practice every single day, like snaps and stuff, you know, we don't even deserve to be winning the game, and we didn't deserve to win tonight because of those things, no matter how hard we fought. I think that you always want to hold off on the talk about next year because kids aren't in the mood. You know, usually you bring that up and they're pretty sour about it. It's pretty standoffish, but, you know, I think there's a good group coming back. Obviously, we're going to be missing some key pieces, but, yeah, I mean, hopefully this time come around next year, there's some drive knowing what it feels like now.
Coach, here this first year, what you learned in this role?
I knew right away football was the number one. The amount of work and effort they put in was unmatched. And obviously you saw that on the field and the results. You know, this is 15 years ago now. But coming to now, you know, it's a completely different world. I mean, you know, things the school wasn't so good at back then, they're really good at now, and, you know, the other sports. And obviously they were really good at football back then, and now it's kind of taken, like, you know, a back seat in a way. So just kind of trying to instill in these kids that they don't need to let it go. I know it's tough to see the end result when, you know, I come from a program where we end every season like this. I know it's tough to see down the road when you win 3 games as a senior, 2 games as a junior, 3 games as a sophomore. So I know it's tough to see past that. And that's going to probably be the biggest focus of the offseason, is really the mental of realizing that, you know, they deserve better. They just have to realize they can achieve better. And I think that to a degree, there's a little bit of a handicap situation going on where kids are, I wouldn't say content, but they don't always believe that there's much more to this than what's going on here. And it's not their fault, but, you know, it's just kind of how teenage life goes. It's hard to see stuff you've never had. So hopefully work on that this year and make them believe that there's something bigger down the road.
Final thoughts, Coach, as we put this season to bed for AP. Some good strides for this team and some good pieces coming back to continue that growth with.
Yeah, I mean, I think just when you start all over, you know, like these kids had to do, and run an offense that they've never ran. Every time, the same thing when I was at BCL my first year, I feel really bad for that senior class because they kind of have to go through things that is going to set the next group up for success, and they won't be around to see that. So that's the part that hurts me the most. But they did a great job of laying out what it looks like to do it successfully, even only knowing it for 4 months. And I think that these kids, once they have a full summer and a full year under their belt of understanding the offense that we run, I mean, you could see it really expand and escalate from there. So hopefully that's the key.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you in this Falcons program as you continue to build with it, heading into year number 2. Best of luck this offseason.
Thank you.